If you have any trouble with booze, you might want to go to a Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. They found out that in Los Angeles, people are going to AA meetings that don't even have a problem because they read about all these stars that hook up at AA meetings, like Liz Taylor met Larry Fortinsky at some kind of AA meeting. So people, hoping to find a wealthy person, are going, "Hi, I'm Joe Blow, and I'm an alcoholic." And he's looking around the room, see if there's any hot babes in there. And the dames are doing the same thing. See if they see any famous actors in the room. People that aren't, and so it's crowding up the AA meetings. Unbelievable what people will do for a buck. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, to go to a meeting like that and hope and pray that it works out. Abusing a valuable resource like the AA. I tell you where I've met people over the years. Back in my single days when I'd take a vacation, I'd go by myself. Hotel. Seemed like you'd always run into somebody else who was traveling and lonely. Sitting there eating beer nuts and looking around. Conversations would start up. People would have the attitude, "Well, what the hell? Nobody knows me in this town. I'll never see this guy again." Oh. Worked out pretty sweet. Well, I remember I checked in this fancy hotel one time. Bellhop took me up to the room and I threw my suitcase on the bed. It was a nice day, so I whipped open the curtain. And directly across the way, there was like an apartment house. They had their curtains open, and there were three guys making a train. I mean, there was one guy getting packed by another guy. Oh, he's getting packed by another guy. And they're going all around the apartment. Wee, wee! Wee, wee! And I'm thinking, God! You know, I wanted to see a nice scenery. I didn't want to see that. Some kind of Culpepper and scene. So I get on the blower. I say, "Manager, up here, now." And I'm standing there. By this point, I'm shocked. I think it's too bad Ed Sullivan's on a slab. He'd love to have this act on there. So the manager comes pounding through the door. I said, "What the hell kind of joint you running here?" I open the window. Look at that spectacle. He looks out the window, sees that three-way. I said, "What do you got to say?" He just got a faraway look in his eye. He said, "Oh, that lucky Lyle always ends up in the middle."
The Grease Man, DC 101.